Okay, I'm back in the Water Rats now with Alex and Fiacraf from the Ashling Project charity. So, hi to both of you. First to you, Alex. Can you tell us a little bit about the charity, how it all started?
Okay, well, the Ashling Return to Ireland Project was set up about 12 years ago by myself and a guy called John Glynn, who worked at the London Irish Centre. At that time, I worked in Arlington House, which is a very big hostel in London, in Camden Town. At that time, there was about 200 Irish men living in pretty poor conditions, really, you know. And they were being looked after, and they lived in a certain community, but they had a lot of problems with their displacement, the fact that their emigration hadn't really worked out very well for them. And so we were looking around for something to do, really, that something positive that could make a change in their lives. And we came up with the idea of taking them on holiday, you know, at least some of them anyway, the ones that would go. And so we took a group of 30 to County Kerry in 1994, and it was very, very successful. Everyone had a lovely time, and a lot of people got in contact with their families, you know, and so it was a great success right from the start, really. You know, we only realized then that there was huge potential for it. It just got more and more and bigger, really, you know. There was just more and more we could do. The fact that there's so many people in that situation that maybe haven't been home for many years, although Ireland's very close, you know, that a lot of people see it as being psychologically massively long way away, you know. And I think a lot of it's to do with their perhaps their lack of success, you know, as emigrants. And I think a lot of other emigrants, that would strike true as well, you know, that they'd feel that as well, you know, that it's very difficult to go home if you haven't done very well, you know, with when you're left with so much promise, you know.
Now, how's the fundraising effort going? Whose idea was it to get a band in to... Because this is the second year that we've been here. And last year we came down and we interviewed the Frankenwalters. And whose idea was it to get an Irish band in London to have a big fundraising evening?
Well, I must thank Fiacra and Angus Fitzgibbon for that. You know, they're two supporters of ours and volunteers with the project. And they're just young emigrants in London, maybe doing slightly better than the lads before them, you know. And wanted to put a bit back, really, you know, and help out. And I think the idea as well was that there's quite a big Irish community here, you know, in London, and there's a lot of them are kind of younger than the crowd that would listen to the old show bands, and maybe who want to hear some good Irish rock music, you know. And there's a lot of these rock bands from the 80s and the 90s that probably aren't getting gigs in London anymore, you know, so it's working out really well, you know. The lads have are bringing these bands to London. They're getting a bit of a boost in their careers, and it's also supporting us, so it's really great. It's working out for everyone, you know.
Oh, that's great. Now, I have a quick word with Fiacra about tonight. Whose idea was it to get Dave Kouse down? Is he somebody that you've liked listening to in the past?
Well, personally, I've been a big fan of our house for many years now, and, well, it was kind of a natural thing after the Frankenwalters gig last year. It just so happened that Dave Kouse is producing the new Frankenwalters. So through talking to them, we got in touch with us, and we decided that it would help both of us, that we'd bring them over for a show, and that they would help us put on a gig to raise the profile of Ashling. So it worked out rather nicely.
Have you got anybody else in the pipeline? Have you got more gigs? Because this is obviously, last year was a big success. Hopefully tonight will be a big success as well, and probably you want to build on that.
Well, we're always looking for new, good Irish bands to bring over, especially those who don't have maybe the biggest profile in London, to try and give them a leg up, as well as giving the Ashling Project and the immigrants here in Ireland a leg up. As of yet, we're not going to announce what we have in the pipeline, but we will have gigs coming up in the future, and we'll let you know about them when they do.
That's brilliant. Well, thanks for both of you for talking to me, and I hope tonight, I'm sure it'll be a great success, and we're looking forward to it. So, Alex and Fiacra, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.